The Community Climate Forum comes to Guelph in May to spark conversations around climate change. The free forum is May 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Italian-Canadian Club. To register for the event, join the guest list online. Speakers include Kaun, Leanne Karen, Evan Ferrari, Executive Director of Emerge Guelph, Tova Davidson, Executive Director of Sustainable Waterloo Region, Horeen Hassan, Guelph Campaign Organizer for Wellington Water Watchers and Master of Ceremonies Eric Muller, a sustainability leader. The forum aims to educate participants about Guelph's gaps in response to climate change, get them involved in climate action, and find out how they can reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The event is being put on by the Guelph Climate Action Network, GCAN, a climate group that works with other groups in the city to facilitate climate initiatives. GCAN and Guelph Wellington Coalition for Social Justice sent out a climate survey in March. About 510 residents responded to the survey. Results from the survey provide input to the ongoing conversations about how groups can strategize to deal with climate change. There seems to be considerable concern about the climate crisis, with more than 70% of respondents said they are extremely concerned. This concern gave 68.8% of respondents feelings of sadness, despair, and anxiety. The survey responses indicated that they think the main cause of the climate crisis is greenhouse gas emissions. Respondents read a variety of sources like mainstream news and social media to get information on climate change. Only 22.9% of respondents felt individual and collective action would have a significant impact on the worse effects of the climate crisis. People noted they are taking action by walking, cycling, reducing consumption, reducing air travel, upgrading for energy efficiency, and more. Most survey respondents, 75.9%, don't belong to a climate activism group. There were 43.3% of respondents who have contacted government leaders about climate change. To learn more about GCAN, visit its Facebook page.